morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 2nd, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 37,600 head this go-around, 12,340 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 10,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The United States Department of Agriculture released its latest crop progress report on Monday, according to which the U.S. corn crop gained some significant ground in terms of planting over the past week, but still remains behind its normal pace. The U.S. soybean crop is in a similar situation, still behind its normal pace of planting, though still with enough time in the planting window to get this year's crop in the ground. The U.S. winter wheat crop is still doing well, though marginally behind its typical rate of development in most cases on a state-by-state basis. The U.S. corn crop this week is 15% complete with planting, up 6 from last week, but behind the 5-year average of 27%. The U.S. corn crop is just starting to show signs of emergence across parts of the country, at 3% emerged currently, just behind the average rate of 5% for this time of year. In the I states, Illinois is the most concerning at just 9% complete in planting, compared to its average of 43%. Indiana is at 2% compared to 17% the average, and Iowa faring the best at 21%, just behind 26% the average. At present, planting seems to be roughly on schedule in the south and western corn belt, while precipitation from Illinois on east has hindered progress. The trade, however, seems confident this crop will still have enough time to get in the ground. Worries over the slow rate of soybean planting still a bit premature at this point, but currently figures have the U.S. bean crop at just 3% complete versus 6% on average. The U.S. wheat crop is reportedly 19% headed nationwide with a condition this week of 8% poor to very poor, 28% fair, and 64% good to excellent. Now looking at the wheat crop here in our three-state region across the southern plains, in Oklahoma, winter wheat jointing reached 91% this week, up 6 points from the previous year but down 2 points from normal. Winter wheat headed reached 37%, up 4 points from the previous year but down 23 points from normal. And winter wheat's condition this week in Oklahoma rates 2% poor to very poor, 19% fair, and 79% good to excellent. In Kansas, limited information indicates that winter wheat condition this week rates 3% very poor, 8 poor, 31 fair, 48 good, and 10% excellent. Winter wheat jointed was 64% ahead of 50 last year, but behind 75 the average. Headed was 4% near 2 last year, but behind 22 the average. Finally, in Texas, winter wheat is 64% headed, behind 68% last year and 65% for the average. Wheat's condition this week rates 15 excellent, 46 good, 29 fair, and 10% poor to very poor. If you'd like to see that complete crop progress, as always, be sure to click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
It's LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford's and bid live at dvauction.com. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market west of Enid.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.